in 2014, I was traveling from Germany to Nigeria. On my way, I met an atheist at Frankfurt Airport. Then we entered into a discussion. He introduced himself as an atheist. I introduced myself as a Catholic priest. He asked so many questions. He says, "What type of food do Catholic priests eat?" "When they are sick, who takes care of them?" Then I told him that the priests are married to the church, and the church takes care of the priests. Then it was my turn to ask him questions. Then I said to him, "Tell me, are you happy being an atheist?" Then he said, "I have to answer that question first." He says, "You, the priest, are you happy being a priest?" I said, "Of course, I'm happy." Then he says that he was happy, that the only problem he had was that he married a stubborn wife. Then I asked him, I said, "Why have you refused to believe in the existence of God?" He says that if God exists, why does he allow evil things to happen the way they are happening now? If he exists at all, then he must be Deus Otiosus, meaning God who is asleep. These are thoughts of an atheist. St. Augustine, born in the year 354 and died in the year 430. Once was trying to understand God. He read so many books. But the more he read, the more he was puzzled. One day, he was taking a walk at a seashore. And there, he saw a little boy. And the boy dug a hole in the sand and was getting water from the sea and pouring it into the little hole he made. And Augustine says to him, "My boy, what are you trying to do?" The boy says, "I'm trying to transfer the sea into this little hole I made." Then Augustine says, "My boy, you are out of your senses." It was revealed to Augustine there that he himself was out of his senses because he was trying to understand God's infinite wisdom with his human mind. The book of Prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 8, says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways, says the Lord." Some people say that life is all about making choices between good and evil, between light and darkness, between doing what is right and what is wrong. In the first reading of today, the Jews made a bad choice. They preferred Barabbas to Jesus. They preferred a criminal to the Son of God. And it didn't stop there. When Jesus rose from the dead, they refused to believe that he rose from the dead. Even some of the disciples of Jesus had doubts about his resurrection. Jesus appeared to them several times in order to dismiss this doubt they had about his resurrection. And in the gospel of today, he appeared to them again and ate in front of them. In our world today, there are still people who doubt the resurrection of Jesus. Those people have closed the doors of their hearts, and they don't allow Jesus to enter. A man called Holman Holt, born in the year 1827 and died in the year 1910, painted a famous picture of Christ called Christ, the Light of the World, which portrays Christ in a garden at midnight, carrying a lamp, a burning lamp, in his left hand, and with his right hand knocks at a large door with heavy panels. And when the picture was unveiled, people looked at it with great admiration. But one critic says, "Holman Holt, you have not finished your work. Where is the knob on the door in front of it through which one can open the door?" And Holman Holt says, he laughs and says, "The door is the door of the human heart, which can be opened only from the inside." My question this morning, which I would like each and every one of us to answer, is: have I opened the door of my heart for Jesus to enter? If we have done that, then why do we sometimes refuse to forgive? Why do we sometimes refuse to show love? Why do we sometimes revenge? Why do we sometimes quarrel with one another? Why do we sometimes refuse to come from us? Please, I'm not talking of those of us who are here. I'm talking of those who are still at home and refuse to come from us. When you look around, you will see empty seats, empty pews. If we have concert in this church, you will agree with me that the whole place will be filled up. So these are some of the questions we should ask ourselves. If we really have opened the doors of our hearts for Jesus to enter, to take charge of our lives.